This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, a Republican representing the Washington State's 5th Congressional District. She's also a member of the House Republican leadership team, serving as vice chair of the Republican Conference. The House Republicans have come out with a new campaign trying to get Americans to respond and correspond with Congress and get their ideas incorporated into the congressional agenda. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Your program is called America Speaking Out. What exactly is the goal here?
Well, this is a project that I believe is going to revolutionize the way we use new media to engage our constituents, engage Americans, as well as build a positive agenda for America's future, because people all across the country can participate, they can share their ideas, we can vote on the ideas, and then ultimately, as members of Congress, we can bring their ideas forward as policy solutions that will make America better. And I'm just excited about the fact that House Republicans are using these new technology tools to really engage America, because these are the same tools, whether it's websites or blogs or online videos or social networking sites, that have changed the way we all communicate, both personally and professionally. And it's time for new media to have that same impact on America's government.
Are you looking for simple ideas, detailed policy suggestions, all of the above? What are you soliciting here?
We're looking for all of the above. It's across the board. It's very open, transparent. You can see what people are saying. You can vote or add to what someone is suggesting. And we're really hoping that, you know, the result will be that the best ideas will gain the momentum, rise to the top, and that in that process we are going to build a grassroots momentum for ideas that will, you know, result hopefully in us getting our spending under control, reducing the size of the federal government, and really getting our economy going again, creating jobs.
So you're looking for ideas that largely dovetail well with basic Republican principles as well.
Yes, we do. We do list the Republican principles on the website. Those are, those are foundational to our party and what we believe, but it is open to, you know, Republicans, Democrats, Independents to share their ideas. Our goal is to use our basic principles to solve the challenges that we face today as a country, largely related to spending and our economy and jobs, and as well as national security concerns, but also healthcare, education. It's across the board.
Congresswoman, about 16 years ago, of course, Republicans launched the Contract with America and gave very detailed principles about the type of agenda that Republicans would pursue. And for a number of years, that seemed to be the case. Obviously, in the middle part of last decade, the public decided it was time for a change, at least in a number of House seats. What's the strategy going forward, and how do you make sure that whatever went off course last time doesn't happen again?
Well, this is a tool. America Speaking Out is a tool that we can use to engage Americans today to solve problems, recognizing that we face a crisis in America today, and we need Americans have been speaking out. We've been seeing them participate in town halls. We've been, you know, the number of calls into the office has been more than ever since I was elected to Congress in 2004. The letters, the hotlines, people are very concerned. They're frustrated. They feel like they have a Congress largely dominated by people that are not listening, or have their own ideas as to what's best for America, and are moving forward with their agenda. And so I believe that these kind of new media tools will help us engage them to promote principles and values that Republicans have long cherished. And I believe that the Republicans learned a very difficult lesson when America fired us. America felt like Republicans had become more important to them that they keep power rather than doing what was good and right for America. And it's a tough lesson to learn, but with that comes a whole new generation of conservative and Republican leadership that is now taking a different approach to governing and being leaders in America.
As you talk to your constituents, Congresswoman, what have you noticed about their passion? You mentioned the calls, the interest is up. Is it just a matter of the current agenda? Is it a matter of the culture in the country right now? What do you think is all behind it?
I think they're concerned with the growth in the federal government, this idea that the federal government knows better, that Congress knows better, and that seems like the solution to every issue, whether it's the economy, healthcare, energy is all driven by a top-down solution right now. And it's also driven by solutions that are going to be very costly. You know, we're talking about $1 trillion stimulus bill, $1 trillion health care bill, $1 trillion cap and trade bill. And they recognize that we're spending, we're borrowing and spending beyond our means. And they see that the federal government is really enslaving us. And as individuals, as families, as small businesses, they've all had to tighten their belts. They've had to make difficult decisions. Businesses have had to lay off their employees in order to balance their budgets. But they see the federal government on this path that is threatening our future.
A couple minutes left with Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers. And Congresswoman, I know an issue that you've worked on a lot and fits in well with the discussion we were just having is the debt crisis in Greece and the bailout that's underway there and the potential U.S. role in that. Right now, of course, the U.S. is a major contributor to the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, which is involved in all this. What should be our stance right now, given our current fiscal climate, and what should be the lessons we learn from this for our own situation?
Well, as Americans, we should be calling upon Greece and those European nations, the European Union nations, to get their own fiscal house in order before we are going in and bailing them out. Just consider, in the last 2 years, American taxpayers have bailed out Wall Street, GM, Chrysler, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and now U.S. taxpayers are being asked to bail out a country like Greece that has been borrowing and spending beyond its means, has never met even the own pact that the European Union nations agree to when they join the European Union. Greece has never met the criteria for its deficit levels, for its debt level, and yet now we as U.S. taxpayers are being asked to get involved in bailing out this country. I really believe that Greece and the European Union need to figure this out before we just jump to the IMF offering the loans to Greece.
Last question before we let you go, Congresswoman. Apart from the potential U.S. role in helping to bail out Greece and maybe other European nations that find themselves in similar situations, how close do you think we are to being in our own crisis of that magnitude?
Well, if the takeaway in what's happening in Greece is that America is on the same path. The deficit that they're running in Greece is 12% of their GDP, which is basically their economy. So our deficit right now is 10%. Their debt to GDP is 113%. And ours is on a path to be in the same position in the next 6 years. If we continue down the same course. So it should be a wake-up call to America that, you know what, we need to start. We cannot continue these policies of borrowing and spending and thinking that that's going to create prosperity.
Well, the website to offer your thoughts and ideas on fiscal matters or anything else that's facing America right now, americaspeakingout.com, the new initiative of the House Republican Conference. Congresswoman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Kathy McMorris Rogers, Congresswoman from Washington State's 5th Congressional District. She's also the Vice Chair of the House Republican Conference. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.